This chazar was echnesh bechres shvagim from Yehudim sechdes gittin daf chav. Zok Mar Chisa said, if a get was written not lishma in the cipher, then retraced all the letters with ink, this time having in mind to make it lishma, the validity of this get would be subject to machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in the Braisa. The Braisa said, if one needed to write Hashem's name in a Torah, but had in mind to write the word Yehuda instead, but in actuality ended up writing the name of Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda says he should retrace the letters with the intent to make it kodesh, and it's kosher. The Chum say it's not kosher. Presumably, this machlokes would hold true for a get as well. Rabbi Yaakov said, maybe that the Rabbanan hold that way regarding a sefer Torah, since doing so would not be the best way to write Hashem's name, and the pasuk of Zekeli Mamveh, who teaches the sefer Torah, should be written in the very best way. However, regarding a get where there's no such requirement, it may be that Rabbanan would agree that this method of making the get lishma after the fact maybe would work. Rav Chisda said, I can make all the get in the word possible because of how the process is performed. Rav asked him, if you're saying this because the pasuk says v'kosav, which suggests that the get must be owned by the man when it's written, and the Rabbanan have come along and placed the financial burden for writing the get on the woman to try to incentivize the husband not to hold back writing a get and thereby leaving his wife as an aguna, that's not problematic because the Rabbanan take the money used to pay for the get and give ownership of it to the husband, you know, hefker bezin hefker, so this alleviates your concern. Maybe your statement is based on the fact that the pasuk says v'nosan, and since the paper of the get is not worth a pruta, does not qualify as a v'nosan, as giving something to the woman, it's also not a legitimate concern because the word v'nosan refers to the get and means that it must be given over irrespective of value. I can prove this because we have been taught that if a get is written on something which is also to benefit from, it's still a valid get. Rav Ashi said, we have also learned this halacha because our Mishnah says that a get written on the leaf of an olive tree is valid. The leaf is clearly not worth a pruta, and yet it's valid. The Gemara says it does not approve. It may be that an olive tree leaf has some value because it can be combined with other leaves to use as a mattress or for some animal feed. However, things that are also to benefit from provide no benefit at all, and therefore may be treated differently. A Braisa says that Rebbe says a get written on something also to benefit from is valid. We find that Levi passing like Rebbe, and the Gemara passing this way as well. A Braisa says, the pasuk says, v'kosav, which teaches that a get must be written and not engraved into a piece of wood or the like. Another Braisa affecting Gemara says that a get shikra that is engraved into a board is kosher. Ula Neimar Rav Elazar said, the first Braisa is talking about etching out the area around the letters, leaving the form of the letter still raised. That's not called writing. The second Braisa is discussing where the letters themselves were etched into the wood or whatever it is, and that's considered to be a writing. Fekmar Braisa says that the letters of the tzitz were raised like the letters on a coin, and yet the Torah refers to the letters on the tzitz as being written. Mar says the letters were similar, but not exactly like a coin. The letters on a coin are created by pushing down the surrounding areas, leaving the form of the letters remaining high. That, taka, is not a writing. The letters that it sits were directly formed by pushing out the letters from the back of that sits, and therefore, it did have the status of a ksiva of writing. Ravina asked Rav Ashi, when a coin is formed, are the areas surrounding the letter pushed down and the letters are simply left standing, or is it that the metal is also, that's pushed down, is forced into the form of the letters, in which case this would be a creation of letters, not simply a pushing down of the surrounding areas. And if this method was used to form a get, it would be a valid form of writing. Rav Ashi said, it simply pushes the surrounding area down, and therefore is not a valid form of writing. Ravina asks, the Braisa says that the tzitz was made like the letters protruding on a coin, and we know that tzitz was considered to be written. Mar says that the letters were similar, but not exactly like a coin. The letters on a coin are created by pushing down the surrounding areas, leaving the form of the letters remaining high. That's not a ksiva. The letters the tzitz were directly formed by pushing out the letters from the back of the tzitz, and therefore did have the status of a ksiva. Rav Yosef Nachman, if a man writes a get on a plate of gold and tells his wife, here is your get and your ksuba, what's the halacha? Rav Nachman said, by taking it, she has gotten her get and her ksuba. Fekmar Braisa says, if a man writes a get on a gold plate and tells his wife, here is your get, and the gold around the area of the writing should be your ksuba, it's a valid get, and she has taken her ksuba. It seems to teach that it's only because he is designating the extra gold for the ksuba that this works. If there's no extra, it would seem not to work. More than truth, such a get can serve as a ksuba even if there's no extra margin around the writing. The Braisa is teaching that even when there is an extra margin, only if the husband says that the get should serve as a ksuba will it be her ksuba. If he does not say so, it only serves as a get. Dr. Mar Braisa says, if a husband gives a get to his wife and says, here is your get, but the paper belongs to me, it's not a valid get. If he says, here is your get on the condition that you return the paper to me, it is a valid get. Rav Papa asks, what if the husband gave her the get but said that he retains ownership over the paper besides for the paper on where the letters are written? Would that work or not? Teiku b'lev d'shaila. Why doesn't he say it would be possible because the get would then be in many pieces if anything in between the letters is not included? And the Torah says that to be a safer krisus, which means it must be on one piece, not two or three pieces. Mar says his question referred to a case where they left everything partially attached. Therefore, it's still considered to be a safer. Rabbi Bachama asked, if a slave was known to belong to a man and the man wrote a get on the slave's hand and the wife now comes to Bezdin with the slave, do we say that the husband gave the slave to her and she's therefore divorced? Or do we say that the slave went on his own to her and therefore it's not on the husband's instruction and should not divorce. Rava asked, the get should anyway be possible because it's a writing that can be forged. Although the Mishnah says such a get is valid, it may be that the Mishnah is discussing where there were Eidim Asira. However, Rabbi Bechama is discussing where there was obviously was no Eidim Asira, and therefore Rava is asking the get should be possible. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Bechama is talking about where the get was tattooed into the arm of the slave, so it's not something that can be forged. Based on this, we can say that our Mishnah is also discussing where there was no Eidim Asira in the cases where the get is tattooed into the slave's arm. Zakhtamar, with regard to Rabbi Bechama's question, now we find that Rish Lakish says that just like animals which move around are not subject to the laws of Chazaka because they can move around, therefore just because you're holding it doesn't mean it's yours, that you bought it. The same would be regarding a slave, and therefore there's no reason to think that the husband gave the slave to her merely because of the fact that she has it in her, the slave in her possession right now. Rabbi Bechama asked if there was a tablet known to belong to a woman and it's now in the possession of her husband and a get is written on it. Do we say that she gave it him with a kinyan and therefore it's his and he can be used for a get? Or do we say that she doesn't understand that it has to belong to him to be used for a get and therefore she doesn't actually give it him with a full kinyan? Abaye said a Mishnah brings a case where a lender would write loan documents and give them to the borrowers to sign and return to him, and the Rabbanan said this is a valid document. Now in that case too, the document should be owned by the borrower. It must be that we say that the lender gave it to the borrowers with a kinyan. We should say the same thing over here regarding the woman. Rava asked, the cases are not comparable. It may be that the lender in that case was knowledgeable, whereas generally a woman is not. Rather, Rava said we can answer the question from a Mishnah that says if a guarantor signed after the document was already executed, the creditor may collect from the guarantor's unencumbered properties. From the fact that the guarantee is effective, we can see that the lender knew he must give the document to the guarantor with a kinyan. The same can be said with the case of the woman with the get. Rashi asked again, the cases are not comparable. And it may be that the lender is knowledgeable about this, whereas in general, women are not knowledgeable about these matters. Rather, Ravashi said we can answer the question from another Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a woman may write her own get as long as it is owned by the husband when it's signed. We see from here the Mishnah feels a woman understands that she must give ownership of the get to her husband in order for it to be effective.